Time's up for the Warriors.
Oh. Welcome back to the program. Weekend Warriors across the First Coast get out and enjoy a variety of sports and rec activities. One of them is surfing. There are special challenges and risks for this unique set of athletes. Here with great information, we welcome Dr. John Von Thron, an orthopedic surgeon practicing sports medicine at the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute out at the beaches. Doctor, thanks for being with us.
It's nice to be here, Melissa.
Thanks so much for joining us. So lots of surfers out there. You grew up in Cocoa Beach yourself, correct? Do you surf?
Yes, of course. I think every kid who grows up in Cocoa Beach surfs. I don't even remember the first time I started surfing because I was so young when I surfed. And, of course, it's the hometown of Kelly Slater, who's going on, I think, his 11th world title in surfing, a pretty famous guy. And I went to the same high school as he did, but I think he's a little bit younger than I am. And I've also had the opportunity to surf around the world in multiple places in Central America and the Caribbean and Hawaii and places like that. So, yeah, I've done it quite a bit myself. I love surfing.
And so you have a special understanding of the needs of surfers who come in with injuries. As the demographics of this sport change, how is that impacting what you see in your office?
Well, I think the whole surfing industry is changing over the years, and just more, first of all, more and more people are surfing, and the age of the surfing population is getting greater as people who surfed as they were younger, keep surfing into their later years. And, it's not just the stereotypical, surfer dude anymore. You get professionals who surf and they're professionals in something other than surfing, and they go out and on the weekends to go surfing or when a good swell's in the water, and they get injured and they want to get taken care of. And, the other thing that's happening with surfing is that the surfers are becoming more aggressive in the water, and it's leading to different types of injuries. And it's just been interesting over the years just to follow. I've kind of kept track of that over the years, different injuries that have come to my office and the pattern of injuries and so forth. It's been very interesting.
So what are you seeing that's different?
Well, as I said, just more severe injuries and more injuries in general. It's just a higher volume of injuries. And
concussions, we've talked a lot about that on this Weekend Warriors segment. And very often you think of that as affecting high school athletes. That's something surfers should be worried about too, though, correct?
Oh, absolutely. One of the more common injuries or mechanism of an injury in surfing is falling off your board and impacting the board. And whether I see fractures, I see shoulder dislocations, but I also see some concussions, and that can be obviously a severe injury. I was just out surfing with a friend of mine during a hurricane swell this past summer, and he wiped out, hit the board, and got a concussion and fractured the orbital bone around his eye. And then a few years ago in Neptune Beach, there was a 14-year-old who was out surfing, same kind of scenario, but he got knocked out completely. And fortunately, there were a lot of attentive surfers around, and they noticed his board floating without a person, and it was in a what we call a tombstone, kind of sticking up in the air, and someone came and pulled him out of the water. He was unconscious, and they got rescued there and basically saved his life, and he's doing fine now.
So what advice do you have for either beginning or experienced surfers to try to avoid getting hurt?
Well, just know your limits. It's kind of, literally and figuratively, don't go in over your head. I mean, if the surf is really big and you're not very experienced, you should avoid it. I mean, respect the ocean. It's very powerful, and the surf can be very powerful even in a place, even on the First Coast here. It's not Hawaii. It's not, Jaws in Maui or any place like that, but the surf can still be very powerful and dangerous.
Surfers love the film Step Into Liquid. I know that's a favorite of yours. What's the quote from that film that you think that comes to mind when we discuss this stuff?
Well, I hope it doesn't apply to today, but Chris Carter said that the more you talk about surfing, the dumber you sound, which I think if you talk to enough surfers, you'll probably agree with that. But
he is Dr. John Von Thron, orthopedic surgeon practicing sports medicine at the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute Beaches location. Be careful out there in the waves. Doctor, thanks for joining us.
It's been nice to be here.
We're back in a moment. This is First Coast Connect on 89.9.
This Weekend Warrior segment is brought to you by Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute.